Multi-messenger characterization of MRK-501 during historically low X-ray and gamma-dollar ray activity, by Hab et al. We study the broadband emission of MRK-501 using multi-wavelength observations from 2017 to 2020 performed with a multitude of instruments, involving, among others, MAGIC, Fermilat, NuSTAR, SWIFT, GASP, WEBT, and OVRO. MRK-501 showed an extremely low broadband activity, which may help to unravel its baseline emission. Nonetheless, significant flux variations are detected at all wavebands, with the highest occurring at X-rays and very high energy VHE gamma rays. A significant correlation greater than 3 sigma between X-rays and VHE gamma rays is measured, supporting leptonic scenarios to explain the variable parts of the emission, also during low activity. This is further supported when we extend our data from 2008 to 2020 and identify, for the first time, significant correlations between SWIFT XRT and Fermilat. We additionally find correlations between high-energy gamma rays and radio, with the radio lagging by more than 100 days, placing the gamma ray emission zone upstream of the radio bright regions in the jet. Furthermore, MRK-501 showed a historically low activity in X-rays and VHE gamma rays from mid-2017 to mid-2019 with a stable VHE flux greater than 0.2 TeV of 5. This was multi-messenger characterization of MRK-501 during historically low X-ray and gamma-dollar ray activity, by Hab et al.